on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, I'm so glad you joined us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We just finished up with State Senator Crystal Brantley. It was a blessing for her to be here. She's here for a memorial service for Mark Tobiasen. And here in our second segment, till 2 o'clock, we have our friend Elma Reynolds. Elma, I've known you since you basically came to town.
Okay.
And you of course, run and direct everything going on at Joy Junction.
Yeah.
Every time we get together, I can't help but remember your late husband, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I worked closely with Jeremy when he was first starting the ministry because I was the business manager at Calvary, and we kind of helped,
yeah,
you know, do some things. But Jeremy, man, that guy was Mr. Energy, and you've kind of had to continue that. How's everything going at Joy Junction?
Well, same as usual. We are always busy, and thanks to God's goodness, His provision.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine where our facility is like more like modernized, and just imagine, you know, the cost of keeping it up.
Yes.
But God is our provider.
You provide all of your services for free,
yes,
to people. But I need to emphasize to our listeners in the same breath, it costs you guys a lot of money. And you are supported by some of our listeners. You're supported by, mm-hmm, people that donate. What does it mean that Joy Junction is an emergency homeless shelter?
Well, we call it emergency because you will never know, like today, a family, they will be evicted. Or
from their, like, they'll get thrown out of an,
yeah,
apartment, they have nowhere to go.
We always get a call, like, hey, I have nowhere to go, or we've been living in our car, but our car is broken, and, you know.
What happens when someone calls you?
When they call us, we have the usual protocol of doing a background check for the grown-ups.
Okay.
Because we have women and kids.
So you want to make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, we have to make sure that everybody's safe. That's why we do the background check. And if everything is okay, if one has something that, you know, we can't allow, at least we have to make sure that the kids or the mom, or if the mom has the problem, the kids and the dad. So, and then it's up to the family, really, what's their decision.
Yes.
If one will, you know, go with the kids at the shelter, one will be left behind. But sometimes it depends. We give, you know, like consideration.
Sure.
What kind of charges they have, because it's a family. We don't want to, you know, separate them. But in any circumstances, we always check what is really the problem. And maybe that's the kind of situation is something that we could, consider that, okay, we will give you a chance.
So if somebody, they go through a background check, and I'm assuming criminal stuff. Let's say like sexual assault or violence of any kind probably would disqualify
those
you.
Those are the two very important.
But let's say that you might have gotten convicted of possessing a drug or something. Would that disqualify you?
No.
Okay, so let's take that for an example. There's an overwhelming, and you've shared this with me before, the overwhelming number of people that are homeless have somehow had a trauma that's usually led them to self-medicate,
yeah,
alcohol or some other drug. Are you able to help people get away from that kind of stuff?
Yes, we do. We accept them as they are, if they are drunk or on drugs. So we accept them and we have to talk to them. Do you want to be in a rehab? So we connect them with a rehabilitation center somewhere in the international area,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
or anywhere that could help them. And we work with them. We connect them with people that can help them. And if they are in alcohol,
you connect with agencies that provide detox,
yes,
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard? I probably shouldn't have to ask this question, but I was so impressed with Jeremy and you. Not that you're looking for my approval, but you're working with situations that are very difficult. You are loving unlovely people. You know what I mean? People,
yes,
that are just at the bottom of of whatever it is, and you help them climb out. Have you seen a lot of people turn their lives around?
Yes, we have success stories, and I know them. Some of them are working with us, mm-hmm. and they've been into alcohol and drugs, and, you know, after they were in the program, because we have a nine-month life recovery program, Christ in Power program.
So you have a spiritual component,
yes, we
at
have.
Joy Junction.
Jeremy called it a Jesus version of AA.
Okay.
So there are people that they manage to get away with alcohol and drugs just to be on that kind of program. Or if it's really like alcohol and drugs that really the worst case scenario, we ask them like, hey, we can find you a place to clean up first. Like, mm-hmm. you know, detox.
Right. Because that mm-hmm. requires maybe some medical
yes.
intervention, right?
But a lot of them just, you know, by the grace of God, they're able to get away with drugs and alcohol.
Get away from it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And graduate in the program and continue to live and get a job.
Now, not many homeless facilities actually work with entire families, but you guys do.
We do. Family is more our priority.
And so does that mean one parent might be having difficulty with some addiction? Maybe the other parent is able to work. The kids need to be able to go to school. How do you help people
yes,
manage all of that?
You can name every scenario. You can name every scenario. But yeah, we help them in any way we can. So maybe one parent is getting a job, and then the kids and the mom will be at the shelter. The kids must go to school during school days. That's a very, very, that's a must if you are staying at your junction and you have kids. So either whatever, you know, situation they are, we have to work with them. So there's no like a program fits all for us. We have to assess what is their need individually or as a family.
How long can a family stay with you to get back on their feet?
There's no like a certain period of time that they can stay. As long as they need a place to stay, as long as they abide in the house rule, there's no limit. As long as they need a place, and when, you know, we don't want to make them in a hurry to move out of property because.
And you have some stories of people that have been with you, let's say, a year. And they're able to get on their feet, get a job, get their own place. You've seen that happen.
Yes, I've seen that happen. That's why, that is what makes me, inspired me to do this. Mm. It's very stressful. It's very challenging. But, you know, when you see people, single individuals and families that they just come to our office, like to our supervisor, hey, I'm moving out such day, or can you help me with the furniture and whatever stuff they need in the house, because they get the housing.
Mm.
Or they get the job, they save, and then when they're ready to move out, yeah.
Yeah. And do you have like a case worker person that like, for example, do some people that live on the street, they may not have a social security card?
Well, we have a staff that's her rule, her specialty. She's not a professional like a caseworker. But
okay.
She's connecting, meeting with caseworker because we are connected in some other agencies, caseworker,
okay.
Even a Christian agency and the city. So we are connecting them to them. And then first, we have to check what you need. Do you need a driver's license? Do you need a birth certificate? The kids doesn't have a birth certificate.
Mm.
Social security, health insurance, all kinds of those things. We have to not provide them, but assist them to get those documents that they need.
Yeah. Have you seen just stress melt off of people? Because I got to imagine if you're trying to take care of a family, and you're on the street, you don't know where your next meal's coming from, to be in a safe place like Joy Junction. Maybe it's not ideal.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have your own place,
yes,
and want all that to happen. But now you have a safe place. You know your family's safe. You can concentrate, if you're a dad, maybe on getting a job. If you're a mom, you can concentrate on having employment as well, that kind of thing. Or maybe focus on the kids, whatever, however your family is structured. Do you see that stress? You're really helping give people less stress in their lives.
Well, just imagine when they arrive at JJ, everything is free. They don't have to think of what to cook, what is their next meal. They don't have to think of electricity bill, water bill. You know, all those kind of stuff. So they can concentrate on thinking what will be the next move. What will be the next step so they will be on their feet again?
Yeah, so. I love that. Elmer Reynolds is the director of Joy Junction. They are a 501c3 faith-based church ministry that offers emergency short-term essentials such as food, clothing, counseling, transportation, shelter. It's for homeless men, women, children, and families throughout Albuquerque. They also have an array of other services and ways they meet spiritual and emotional needs for families. We're going to talk in our second segment about how our listeners, and lots of our listeners, help Joy Junction and have for many years. So I want to ask other people that may not have been involved how they can get involved. Accountability of the ministry. I know you have a thrift store. I mean, you have all kinds of ways that people can help. So, Elma, we appreciate you being here with us. You'll be with us till 2 o'clock. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. More about Joy Junction right after these messages. Elma Reynolds, the director of Joy Junction, is in studio with us. Joy Junction is a 501c3 faith-based church ministry. They offer emergency and short-term essentials such as food, clothing, and counseling, transportation, shelter to homeless men, women, children, and their families. Amazing ministry. Been around how many years?
We are actually celebrating this summertime 48
years.
Yes, 40 years.
Okay, 40 years. That's amazing.
Yes,
that is really neat. I'm going to read James 2, 15 to 16. It says, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go and keep warm and be well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, and James asks the rhetorical question, what good is that? And I just appreciate that you are meeting those needs. How is the ministry funded, and how can our listeners help you?
Well, Joy Junction, by choice, we don't accept any government funding or federal, city, state funding. So everything is provided by the community, our very loyal supporters, kind-hearted individuals. And we always appreciate monetary donations, of course. And also time donation, you know, volunteering. So you can volunteer. There are two places that you can volunteer, either at the shelter or at the thrift store. You know, at the thrift store, when maybe we have listeners today that they are like semi-retired or retired and a little bit bored, maybe like, oh, I will donate my time, like let's say 5 hours every week, once a week. That would be a very good part of, you know, doing something in the community, like at the thrift store.
Well, a lot of people understand retail, too. They know how to stock. They know how to organize things.
It is a lot of work.
I will say this. I know, and I don't want to be chauvinistic here, but I know some women that can decorate windows, like displays at a department store, and they are amazing. It makes you immediately want to buy whatever they display. But those are all skills you could use.
Yeah, we need those kind of people, because if you volunteer only one time and then we spend time to teach you, then it's like it's a waste of time. But if you could, like, 5 hours once a week regularly, that would be great. But anyway, even if you just like want to see how it is.
Do you take donations at the thrift store?
Yeah, we take donation at the thrift store. Any slightly used clean clothing, furnitures, anything, kitchenwares. And we also take vehicle donations, which sell it, and the proceeds will go back to Joy Junction Fund. And also, it is a way also of some of our residents at the shelter to have them a a vehicle, and we give a very affordable price because we want them to be also responsible, not just like giving everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we could help them also that. And for donation, anything, if you any USDA meat approved, USDA approved meat, they can send it to the shelter, canned goods, dry food, you know, pastas and rice. We accept those. And
do you have people that volunteer that are like cooks and stuff like that?
Yeah, there is a, from time to time, help in the kitchen.
I know I've served with my kids a number of times serving at Thanksgiving. It was years ago. But I've been actually thinking and praying about doing that again. Do you still have volunteers help you with those holidays?
Yeah, we are still doing it every November and December at the convention center and also at the...
Oh, you're doing a convention center thing. I've not been to that one.
Well, you need to try it at the convention. It's a bigger one.
It's big, huh?
Yeah. So we always
have... Are you ever surprised by the need?
At the beginning, but now what surprises me, the needs never end, but God has his ways to provide. And that's why I'm so grateful. That makes me really inspired to move on and seeing how God take care of Joy Junction. Because just now we are like, our facility is getting more modernized and it's expensive. All the bills coming in, it's like I have a pile of bills. And then, but all I can say is, Lord, thank you. Because, you know, we can afford to pay the bills on time.
Elma, I view this as kind of a fun thing. You and Jeremy met online.
Yes.
And, you know, you made a move from the Philippines. You don't have to go into your courtship, but you fell in love with this man, but not just him. You wanted to come and serve with him, and you did. Was that a bigger thing than you thought it would be?
I know I make a commit before we get married. I make a commitment that I married him and support him in the ministry, but I never imagined, not even in my wildest dream, that I will be...
You didn't think God would take him home and put you in charge.
But, you know, it's too long to tell the story here, but even before I met Jeremy, God gave me a vision already.
Mm.
But I didn't realize that it will be here in America.
Mm.
And later on, after he passed away, all those dreams and vision that I see, like, okay, now I understand. That's why I understand that it's not a coincidence that I meet Jeremy. God put us together because he has a greater purpose in my life through him. And really, God make it fulfill what he told me, that I will use you and Jeremy in a way you never imagined.
And neat. And you've seen many victories, and that's what keeps you going.
Yes.
This is none of my business,
but
how does your family in the Philippines feel about you living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is literally halfway around the world from where you came from?
Well, when it comes to my family, they get used to it because when I met Jeremy, I was already 19 years away from my family. I was in Israel, working in Israel, caring old people.
Mm.
And then I met Jeremy on eHarmony. I make a decision. So before I came here, I stay in Philippines for about 6 months because I know it takes time for me to go back to Philippines. And yeah, I know that it's not my family who are concerned. It's the immigration officer that interviewed me. Why are you going to move to Albuquerque, New Mexico? It's a very like away from the big cities. And it's very small city, less people. I said, yeah, because I'm marrying this guy and we're going to work there together. I'm not going there to take a tour of the country. I'm going there to live and to be with my husband and we will work together in the ministry.
I didn't know you worked caring for older people.
Yeah.
You've always had kind of a caregiver.
Yeah, it's always not only caring for the old people, but it's always my passion to really help the poor. But it's like to help the poor is always like the first thing you think is to help money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when God gave me a vision of a ministry that helping the poor, I was laughing inside of me. I said, like, That's a very ambitious vision. But I said, Lord, you're the creator of the universe. You're the creator of all things. You're the owner of all things. Then nothing is impossible with you. So when you think that I'm ready, bring it on.
Yes.
And that's when things fall into places. And then I meet Jeremy. Like, that's why it's like, it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
But it's true. And you never know where God brings you. Just like you have an open heart and ask His direction. Because before that, I was like trying to make things, everything on my own. And then I come to the lowest point in my life and I said, Lord, I'm done. I give my life to you and dedicate my life to you and use me in a way that, I could glorify your name. And
I
then
love
that,
it.
After darts, everything fall into place, just like that easy.
I think that's amazing. Are you in a place now where you see homelessness being something that we could actually solve? Or is it so big we ought to just give up?
I think it is too big to solve. My own opinion, it's too big to solve the problem, but never to give up, because one life, turning around.
Yeah, so it's not about...
It's not about
it's
solving
about
the problem.
Take one person at a time and care for them.
Like we are at Joy Junction, this is like ending homelessness one life at a time, ending hunger one meal at a time.
I love it.
Because we can't solve the entire problem. There will always be something. One person will get out of homelessness and drug addiction and alcohol addiction today, and tomorrow there will be five people.
Walk us through your website, which is joyjunction.org, and tell us how people can volunteer and how they can give to your ministry.
Yeah, they can go to our website, joyjunction.org, and there you can see how to give. We have a website that you can safely give, make a monetary donations, and also we have information on how to volunteering, what to do first, and then addresses of our facility at our trip store and at our shelter facility if you want to drop off donation, food, and anything,
Do you need clothing. Volunteers to, pick up somebody at the shelter and take them to work and pick them up or those kind of things?
That kind of thing, we don't do that.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
For some
safety reasons?
Yeah, liability reasons.
Okay. Well, you're doing amazing work. I'm so glad to hear that you're seeing great fruit. You have very dedicated, loyal people that are giving and supporting the ministry behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But the need is great, isn't it?
It's never end. But, you have a very caring, kind, big hearted people in Albuquerque and New Mexico.
Yeah.
And, for 40 years.
Amen.
Like this, and everything is provided.
Elma, thank you for your service and how you're helping people. We appreciate you.
Amen. Glory
ABQ
to God.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.